Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:30. Laura's invisible touch. It is much needed around here this morning. It's the first day of baseball, and I already injured myself. Stop laughing. I just had a tie in the
sun. Sorry.
I think I threw out my hip. Somebody has to fill the damn Topolhockan cooler around here. And nobody does it when Laura's not here. No one.
No, I know that. I'm well aware. I'm the one who does that.
I go out to fill up my Yeti cup or whatever I call the darn thing that keeps my water cold for 3 hours of the show, and the cooler is empty again. The cooler is empty again. And I remember for 3 years how Laura would just grab that Topolhockan jug like it was a hay bale and she was feeding the horses and just toss that thing up on that cooler like it was nothing.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I miss you. And
I miss you as well.
Now, I'm not blaming the skeleton crew here, Rob, the sports center, Allie working for Mark today. They're busy people, so there's only three of us here. But really, the rest of the business day yesterday into the night last night, and nobody thought, hey, look, that Topolhockan jug, which, by the way, you can see through them. You can't see that it's empty and replace it. Come on, people.
I mean, this is one of those sort of office place pet peeves, right?
Oh, yeah.
If you are the last one to use the water cooler and it empties, you change it. Just like if you're the last one to use up the rest of the coffee, if there's a communal coffee pot, which with COVID,
yes,
I'm sure that there's not.
That might be number two or number three. Number two might have to do with toilet paper, but yes, empty it.
There you go. Just if you're the last one to use anything, switch it out. Take that extra 2 minutes. That's common decency. Calling all our coworkers out. Who didn't change the cooler? You got to knock it off.
That's right. I'm going to post like some kind of memo and put the boss's name on it because he's on vacation. So I'm going to say like the next employee that does not fill the Topolhockan water cooler will be dismissed with cause or something like that. Does that sound good? Why am I holding an empty water jug, Laura?
I don't know.
The song was running out and I was jugging it.
Right.
And then I had to come running up the hall. So here, keep it. It's a souvenir. Thank you very much. We'll be back after this. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, something I never have to worry about thinking too much. News coming up next on the way. Check out sports and AccuWeather. The first day of baseball. Rob, the Sports Center, all fired up. I'm all fired up. You all fired up?
Yes. Here's the thing. Normally, I would say by now, the season's too long, blah, blah, blah. No, I'm going to give you this moment America's pastime.
Thank you. Yesterday on ESPN, they were talking about the fact that the season, instead of being 162 games, something Laura doesn't appreciate, 260. And so what's going to happen with baseball? Is it a long marathon or is it a sprint? And all the reporters chiming in said it's going to be weird, wacky, and wonderful because anything could happen. If you remember last year, the Washington Nationals, The Washington Nationals won the World Series, but they were terrible until July, and then they got hot. So can they repeat? Well, probably not, because they need at least 100 games to warm up, and we only have 60 completely.
That's true.
So people are picking the Dodgers and the Yankees already. And you know how I feel about the Yankees. Don't even get me started.
A Red Sox fan.
Yeah. So we're going to sing the old Take Me Out to the Ball Game, but in the recording studio last night, I gathered up a couple guys, and you can't go out to the ball game. There'll be no crowds. So you have to watch the game, listen on the radio, watch it on TV, on the internet, whatever. But you can't go out to the
ball game.
And I'm going to give all of Central Pennsylvania a special little participation in this song. There's a little gap in it. Where you could yell out the team that you don't like the most. So listen for the word that rhymes with yuck, and then just throw in suck. Are you ready, everybody? I think we
Let's
are.
Let's do it.
All right.
Can't go out to the ball game. Can't go out in a crowd. Can't buy a ticket. I'm out of luck. Can't be there to yelp.
The Yankees suck.
So I'll stay at home for my home team and watch it in my man cave. Cause my beers and food don't cost as much as a real ball game.
That was beautiful. Get you up and going
out of bed. 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. News is next. Allie's in for Mark. Rob the Sports Center. Yeah, he collected baseball cards. Of course he did. He's got the sports, AccuWeather, and a whole lot more on the way. Laura, I consider you one of the guys, and that's not an insult,
oh,
right?
Thank you. No.
Okay.
That's cool.
You've shared.
I can hang.
As an adult? Yeah, but as a kid even. You showed me some of your kid pictures, and you know those AYSO pictures and those pictures
yes.
of you around the neighborhood. You just look like you can hang with the boys, like with the best of them.
I was a tiny little tomboy. I wouldn't let my mom brush my hair, so she chopped it off. What are you going to do?
I had three daughters, and two of them were tiny little tomboys. The other was a pretty, pretty princess, but that's okay. I mean, it takes all types. But I got to ask you, did you collect baseball cards?
Yes and no.
Okay.
I had a moment where I did because my pop-up had a store.
That's what
so
I was going to ask.
Lots of different kind of cards came through there.
Oh, excellent. So
actually.
Yeah, so Grandpa had the little Topps baseball card display there. Excellent.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Fun fact. As my dad was growing up, every shipment of Topps baseball cards would come in.
Mm.
He would take one unopened box. Okay?
Are Let's you kidding me?
Oh, wait for it. Wait. You're going to cry.
Oh, no.
One unopened, right? Sift through. So he had a full set. Now I'm talking, this is over years. Dad goes to college. He goes to Bucknell, right?
Okay.
Finds out people are starting, this is in the 70s, people are starting to buy, sell, and trade baseball cards. And holy frijoles, he has like all the baseball cards. Calls home. Hey, Grandma Wasilewski, a.k.a. Mom, to my dad.
Uh-huh.
Those baseball cards up in the attic that I have stacked oh so neatly and perfectly.
Yeah.
I'm coming home this weekend.
Oh.
Don't touch them.
Okay.
She goes, oh, Lenny, I cleaned out the attic and threw them away.
No, Laura, no.
That happened. That is a true life story. If any of my family is listening right now, they know the hurt and the pain and the suffering that my father went through.
Linda, I have to sit down.
We have a couple of decent cards, but not
down.
The full set like we could have had.
Get me a chair. I have to sit down. I can't sit
I know you do.
I lost all of my baseball cards in the 72 flood. And I mean, there were collector's cards.
That's equally as tragic.
But to have Grandma toss them out. Oh, my God. All right.
Yeah, my Grandma Wasilewski did not hold on to anything. She didn't.
She did hold on to your grandpa, though, so that's good.
She did.
If you collected baseball cards, just think of it. If you have any stories, let us know. We're here for you. The Ford Fun Line is always open. Comedian Ryan Donahue has an interesting way of looking at baseball cards.
I was a huge sports fan growing up, loved baseball, collected baseball cards for years. They were my favorite thing. I spent all my money on them. And I was going through my collection recently, and I realized that they're just pictures of dudes. Like, no one told me I was collecting thousands and thousands of tiny wallet-sized portraits of athletic men. With their height and weight written on the back of them. Now, I keep them in pages of nine so everyone could see nine guys at once. Like, these are my Seattle boys. All these guys are from Chicago. And here's a picture of Frank Thomas stretching his quads.
I had that card.
It's a strange thing to hoard, is what I'm saying. You know, beneath my mattress so no one can get to him. Like, oh, don't bend the corners. That's my favorite man. Leave him where he is. And no one told me that it's, like, strange or irrelevant because they're pictures of professional athletes, so it's normal, I guess. But if I was collecting Polaroids of local softball players...
94KX. Tom and Laura again, and again, and again, and again. Keep washing your hands. Over
yes.
and over again.
Over and over again. And if you can't get to some old, good old-fashioned soap and water, use hand sanitizer.
Yeah, exactly. So just keep them clean, man.
We're gonna wash our hands between our fingers, too. We'll make them nice and clean. They're gonna feel brand new.
Happy Hands from Bounce Patrol. You people with kids know this song. But anyway, according to a new study, adults are now washing and, like Laura said, sanitizing their hands an average of 8 times a day. That's pretty good. I mean,
actually, if the one good thing that comes out of this whole COVID-19 coronavirus thing is that people take cleanliness a bit more seriously,
yes,
I'm okay with it.
Yes, me too. We have hand sanitizer everywhere here in the studio and the building.
That's
good. And so, yeah, I'm already probably up to about 5 times already, and it's only 7 o'clock in the morning, but that's good. The average is 8.
2.
She's counting.
3 times.
There you go.
3 times today already. Since 5 a.m.
Now, the downside to this study says when we don't wash our hands, it's usually after we use the toilet.
What?
Especially public toilets. I've seen that. I've seen people come out of stalls and just walk out the door and it's like, yo! Oh!
Yo, buddy. Get back here. Wash your hands.
Take a lesson from South Park.
What? You don't wash your hands after going to the bathroom. Not all the time. That is gross. Why? It's not like you're peeing on your hands. There's more germs on most furniture than there is in pee.
Yeah, if anything, you should wash your hands before you touch your wiener.
There it is, friends. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX at 744. Big uproar in Colorado. The governor of the state has ordered all bars to close at 10 o'clock at night for the next month.
Well, it's all part of the COVID-19 stuff that's happening nationwide, I'm sure.
That's actually going on locally in a couple of places. I heard that one of our favorite places, the Hookies, closes at 10 o'clock now. So it's not like you and I are going to waddle in there at 11 o'clock at night and wonder why they're closed. But
I'm normally in bed for hours by then.
Exactly. But a lot of locals are doing it. But now it's the law in Colorado, and there's arguments on both sides.
It's frustrating to hear that last call for alcohol will be at 10 o'clock.
Anybody who has been drunk just knows this inherently. Your best goals around social distancing, where folks are inebriated, inhibitions are reduced.
I think it's an assumption that we as business owners aren't being responsible. We've gone overboard. We tempt people going in. We've done social distancing, and then to arbitrarily decide that alcohol is the reason that case counts are going up is mind-numbing to me.
So, it's the law in Colorado. Maybe soon in Pennsylvania. Who knows? It looks like we're going
to
have to
separate people from their booze.
Yeah, we'll just
don't
have
do it.
Make drinks at home. Go home at 10 o'clock. Make drinks at home, right?
That's what I've been doing.
Yeah, there you go. So let's have some beverages. I feel like making
what
up
kind of
some
beverage are you feeling like?
Oh, I don't know. What do you mean?
Well, I found this thing.
Okay.
Where you can like make a tropical drink based upon your name.
based upon your name?
Yeah. So the first letter of your name.
Okay.
Is what?
T for Tom, I guess.
Okay. So then you would be lazy.
Wait, let me finish. I don't like the word lazy. All right.
Okay, and then the month you were born in, I know this, it was?
December, yeah.
December, yep. So your drink is a lazy tidal wave.
I don't like lazy. Let's go with M for Morgan, because everybody calls me Morgan anyway. What would that be?
That would be a breezy tidal wave.
Ooh, that sounds sexy.
No, I like a lazy tidal wave better.
All right, whatever. What's yours, smart guy?
Okay, well, the first letter of my name is L. That's Laura. So it's sexy.
Oh.
And then I was born in June.
Okay.
And according to this chart, my drink is a sexy naked lady.
Sexy naked lady.
Right. MacGyver's offended. MacGyver is offended.
MacGyver's like, don't talk about my mama like that.
But how do we make these drinks?
I don't know. You're the
like,
one.
Like, what's in a sexy naked lady?
I don't know.
A lazy tidal wave?
I don't even know if we should ask on live radio. But so where did you find this? Because we should post this.
I saw it randomly on social media. It's actually a cute graphic. And wouldn't we all just love to be laying on the beach with a tropical drink right now?
Or with a sexy naked lady, which is a tropical drink.
Boy.
Okay, here's the deal. And MacGyver, take it easy. We're not making fun of Mama. We're gonna.
That one was Murphy. He was getting upset.
Okay. Let's post this up and then have people tell us their name and what their drink is.
I can't wait to see it.
Oh, this is going to be great. This is going to be great. So what is your name, ladies and gentlemen? Actually, your initial and your birthday. And give us your first name and what that word is, and give us your birth month and what that word is, and let us know what your drink is.
Yeah. I'll post the graphic up on the 94KX Facebook page. If you want to go wild and use your middle name, you could do that as well. Tom, if I use my middle name, which is Laura Ann,
okay,
I'm a sexy, fuzzy, naked lady.
You know what? That's more than enough. KX, Tom and Laura in the morning on the way to work. Maybe you're working at home. We're going to talk about your ambition coming up in just a bit. We did a poll yesterday, and it'll close in a few minutes, right, Laura?
Yes, we posted it at exactly 8:16 yesterday.
All right, so it's 8:13 right now. If you want to vote, you can still get your vote in. But the poll was basically a quick yes-no question, no political opinions, no nothing. Just, if they hold the Bloomsburg Fair, will you go, yes or no? And wow, it blew up, didn't it?
It did. There were close to 800 people who voted, and then lots and lots of comments. People voicing their opinions politely, I might add.
Thank you.
So bravo, Central Pennsylvania.
Yes, yes.
People just saying like, oh, we think it's kind of expensive, so we're not going to go. We don't like that we have to pay to park and to go in, which is cool, you know?
Right.
Other people kind of chiming in, no, it's not really for me. I'm not a fair person. Mm-hmm. And then others saying, you know, yes, absolutely. It's my favorite thing. I just go for one day. I eat all the things. That's that.
But that's pretty much the Bloomsburg Fair. Like, nobody said they're not going because of the coronavirus? What?
No, a lot of people did.
Oh, did they? Okay, good.
Yeah, a lot of people commented like, no, I'm not going to go because of COVID. A few others did comment that they were displeased with the fair and recent actions.
Okay.
And that is the reason that for this year they will not attend if they have it.
94KX, that will get you ready for Flashback Friday tomorrow. Debbie Harry, one way or another, I'm going to get you. The band was called Blondie. Remember that? That's good stuff.
Yes, indeed, I do.
Flashback Friday, I should reveal already that I have a special surprise coming up tomorrow morning.
You do?
Well, don't you love it when like artists are digging through old tapes and they go, hey, look what I found. So I have a special Rolling Stones Led Zeppelin surprise tomorrow morning on Flashback Friday. So don't miss it. Be with us here tomorrow. I'm so excited about it.
Awesome.
What else am I excited about? At my age, I don't know. You don't get excited too much. A new study says we're most ambitious at age 33, Laura. Really?
Oh, I guess you and I are no longer ambitious?
Yeah, you and I have all the energy in the world. I still have plenty of ambition for an old man. You're in your 30s. Oh, you're past 33. So I guess you're losing your ambition on life. What?
No, I don't think so.
No, I'm very upset with it. So I went on to check the article, and that, my friends, is where we come up with Tom and Laura's top 10. Here are the top 10 ambitions, some big and some small, for the average American. Number 10, paying off debt. Who doesn't want to, right?
Right, for sure.
All right.
Number 9?
Yeah?
Go easier on yourself.
Well, at first, when I saw that, I didn't understand it. And then I thought, well, you don't understand it, Tom, because you're really hard on yourself. So why don't you back off a little bit? You're getting old now. You can't do what you used to be able to do. So go easy. I like that. More traveling in general. That's got Laura written all over it.
Done.
Done. She says one word. Done.
Done.
Okay. Number 7?
It goes along with number 8. Visit a destination you've always wanted to go to.
Have you ever gone to the same place twice? This is what I want to know. I mean, you're
yes.
Okay. Number six, read more. Everyone should.
Number five, drink more water.
I don't know if that's one of my goals in life, but again, yeah, some of these are small. Drink more water.
I have water goals every day.
You do?
I'm serious, yes.
Oh, it's really important short for 10 health ounces. And wellness. Oh, I fell short 10 ounces today. Anyway.
It makes a big deal.
Number four, please find ways to relax.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And number three, exercise more.
Yeah. What did they say? 30 minutes a day, our wise market, healthy ladies? Yeah.
Yes.
There you go. Number two, eat healthier. I have tackled that in the last year.
Yes, you have. You've done a really good job.
Oh, thank you. And number one?
Save money.
Doesn't everybody want to save it? But Laura, is it harder now because of, you know, the COVID and different financial situations? I think it is harder.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are still out of work, although we're going less places. Mm-hmm. So maybe we are naturally saving money, but it's hard to save if you don't have a job.
That's it. Stay positive, keep your ambition, and we'll get through this together.
It's gonna be May.
I knew you'd do that. Tom and Laura in the morning.
Oh, you turned on my microphone.
Yep. I knew you'd do it, so I just turned your mic on a little bit early.
Even with the delay.
What did an old radio partner of mine years ago used to say? Look, people might not like it, but we do.
It's true. And people might not like my singing, but we do.
We do. Yeah. Jack Richards, rest in peace. He used to also say, you know, Morgan, people might not think we're funny, but we do. And I was okay, that's what counts, I guess. The late, great Jack Richards. Hey, we're all coming through this pandemic together, and we're kind of trying to help out with a welcome back gift card blast. All the mom and pop businesses that have stayed with us on the radio and some who even were forced to close are back now, and we are giving away their gift cards every single day in the month of July. I'll tell you what, Bader's Fine Furniture, they're just great people.
Oh, they are. I love Bader's.
Now, they were forced to close, and so they're celebrating now with, they're celebrating their reopening with 94KX and a customer appreciation sale. So that's pretty cool. I mean,
very, very cool.
Because you know you're going to save. And how about a $100 gift card? That'll help you save even more, right? So there you
Especially
go.
With their great prices. That gets you on your way to a new chair, sofa, bed, mattress, dining room table, whatever you want.
Bader's Fine Furniture, open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 till 4. Please wear your mask in the store. Thank you.
Now, Tom, you need to sing it.
Bader's Fine Furniture.
It's gotta be me. It makes a trip to Shamokin worthwhile.
And isn't a trip to Shamokin worthwhile?
It's always worthwhile.
94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. Oh, wait, not Tom and Laura in the morning. Lazy Tidal Wave and Sexy Hot Fuzzy Mama. Whatever your name was.
You should have been.
No. If you're with us earlier this morning, there's a new site that you could go to. And well, don't even go to it. We reposted it where you could make up your name as a tropical drink just by using your initials and your birthday. And what was
Tom, you are Lazy Tidal Wave, and I am Sexy Naked Lady, apparently.
Okay, Lazy Tidal Wave is Tom, Sexy Naked Lady was Laura. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, have people participated in this on our Facebook page?
Indeed, they have.
Okay, who
and
we have?
And I would like to call out Wasted Island Escape.
Wasted Island
Blonde Escape. Naked Lady.
Oh, okay.
And Fuzzy Banana Monkey.
Fuzzy Banana Monkey. I want to meet that guy or girl. I don't know.
This one's great. Wasted Hammock Hanger.
Okay.
a Breezy Floozy Foot.
Breezy Floozy Foot. I think I dated her in college. I'm not
sure.
Me too. Yeah. Anyway.
They're great.
Okay. People, you know, we love when the audience participates, and that's what makes this morning show flies because of you people, okay? Because if it was just Laura and I, sooner or later I would say something stupid and upper management would fire me. But you people could get as dumb as you want, and everybody loves it. So thank
that's
you.
That's true.
Thank you so much.
It's very true. Very true.
What was that last one? Banana monkey? What the?
Wait, let me find it again.
Fuzzy banana monkey lady? Whatever that was.
Fuzzy banana monkey and wasted hammock hanger.
Yeah, I'm getting a little warm here. It's kind of nice. I could use a frosty tropical drink. You guys are great. Keep it up. Hey, we like to wrap up the show. Chad Evans is coming in. What is Chad Evans? Look it up real quick. He's probably a long, lean banana drinking
monkey.
Hold on.
He is a sloppy.
Sloppy?
He's a sloppy naked lady.
I've never thought of Chad Evans as a sloppy naked lady. But anyway, okay, there it is. Participate on our Facebook page. We always wrap up the show with a thought for the day. Do you have one?
I do indeed.
After that, do you have one?
I do. And okay. It's a little serious to be followed up.
Oh, no.
It's okay. Okay. It's okay. But first, the poll results are in from the Bloomsburg Fair.
Oh, yes. Yesterday, we asked in our poll, if they do have the Bloomsburg Fair, will you go, yes or no?
Yes or no. That's it.
The final results?
68% of the Central Pennsylvanians who participated, which was just about 800 people, said no.
68% said no.
68% said no. We will not be attending the Bloomsburg Fair this year if they have it.
Mm-hmm. There you go. All right.
There it is.
Now that we're serious, we could do the thought for the day.
Someone said, don't be afraid to start over again. This time, you're not starting from scratch. You are starting from experience.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Me too. It can be applied to so many things.
All right. So take the day today, people, and start from experience. I like it. Have a good day, everybody.
Good stuff. Bye, guys.